104. Killian. The worst part was not being able to see. Agrippa had bound his wrists and ankles, but it was the black sack he'd pulled over Killian's head that was driving him mad. His vision reduced to flickers of light and shadows as the pair led him through Rufina's fortress. Best to keep her unaware for as long as possible, Agrippa had said. And though there was merit to the thought, Killian was starting to wonder if he'd stacked the odds so far out of his favor that not even his mark was going to get him out alive. We weren't expecting you, General, a voice to Killian's left said. We were under the assumption you were to remain in dead ground. You know what they say about assumptions, Agrippa's voice was light, but Killian didn't miss the edge to it. Now tell Her Majesty I'm here, and I've brought her a gift. Who is he? Not for you, you pus-filled pimple, Agrippa answered. Now open the bloody door. There was a thud, then the faint creak of a heavy door being opened, and a moment later, Killian heard the speaker say, General Agrippa is here to see you, Your Majesty. He has a prisoner with him. It had better be a prisoner of note, Rufina's voice purred. He's not supposed to be here. Walk, Agrippa muttered, jerking on Killian's arm. Then he said loudly, Rufina, my queen, you are a vision, a delight for eyes that have too long been deprived of true beauty. And you are as tedious as always, Agrippa. What are you doing here? I told you to remain in dead ground, though I've heard you've been doing a fine job ignoring my commands, as usual. I've expensive tastes that require funding, Agrippa answered, and Killian's arm lifted as the other man shrugged. For me to remain at your beck and call required some creativity on my part. Rufina huffed out an amused breath. You're lucky I value your skill set, because removing your tongue holds a certain appeal. Killian turned his head, tracking the sound of Rufina's voice, which came from the far side of the room, a large room, judging from the way their boots echoed. All the girls in Deadground thank you for your restraint, Majesty. Agrippa gave Killian a shove, sending him toppling to his knees. And as a sign of my continued loyalty to your crown and cause, please accept this gift. Boots thudded against the stone floor as Rufina approached, and Killian's skin crawled with the knowledge that the corrupted queen was within reach, and him powerless to do anything about it. Then a hand caught hold of the sack over his head and yanked it off. Well now, Rufina said softly. You really have outdone yourself, Agrippa. Blinking against the bright torchlight, Killian's eyes fixed on Rufina standing before him. Though he knew she was much older, the corrupted queen appeared in her early 20s, with pale skin and black hair that hung nearly to her waist. Her eyes were set at the upturned angle common to those of northern Mutamora, though hers were dilated black pits rimmed with crimson flame. And on her forehead was the mark of Egeria, the tattooed half-moon faded with age. Where is Malahai? He demanded between his teeth. What have you done to her?
Ah, but of course, that's why you're here, Rufina smiled. The princess, or is she the queen? I confess, I can't keep track of whose head wears the crown in Mutamora these days. Though I do know who rules.
Her fist caught him in the face hard enough that Killian saw stars as he fell backward. Then Agrippa was standing between them.
If you could hold on your restraint a heartbeat longer before you kill him, Majesty, there's the matter of my compensation.
Rufina huffed out an aggrieved breath.
You're the commander of my armies, Agrippa. Bounty hunting is beneath you.
Very little is beneath me, Majesty, Agrippa answered, which has long been to your advantage. And I'd add, it would also be to your advantage to be seen holding to your word, lest your word cease to have any meaning at all.
The flames around Rufina's eyes flared,
but she reached out and patted Agrippa's cheek, smirking as he flinched away from her touch.
Very well, Agrippa.
What was it I said? 1,000 gold coins?
5,000, Agrippa answered. Getting him here alive was no small amount of work.
An expensive life.
Rufina knelt in front of Killian, her eyes roving over him, her palm curving around his cheek.
But well worth it.
He felt the pull and recoiled. But Rufina caught him by the back of the head, holding him in place.
This will be a pleasure, she whispered. I think I'll do it slowly. Savor the thrill of consuming one of the marked.
Another pull, and there was nothing he could do to get away from her. It had always been a slim hope that he'd survive this, but all that mattered was getting Malahai free. Then Agrippa caught hold of his shoulders, wrenching Killian from Rufina's grasp.
Before you get too far along there, Your Grace, I want something else on top of the gold.
This wasn't part of the plan. A frown creased Rufina's forehead, her eyes flicking away from Killian.
What?
I want an end to our arrangement. Agrippa rocked back on his heels. I wish to be free to go on my own way.
Tragically, I have need for you, she said. I've not found another commander with your prowess, so I'm afraid you'll have to content yourself with gold and women.
I told you I brought you a prize, and I meant it, Agrippa said, and Killian's blood chilled.
Who better to lead your armies than the man who beat them on the field?
He won't fight for me, she answered. My master says he can't be turned.
In my experience, it's all about finding the right incentive or the right threat.
No. Please, no.
Rufina cocked her head, eyes glittering with interest, and Killian lunged, trying to grab Agrippa, desperate to stop him. But the other man only stepped back.
You give me what I want, Rufina, and I'll give you the reins to the Dark Horse, Agrippa said.
I'll give you the girl he's in love with.
Rufina laughed. He's not going to destroy his kingdom for some girl.
I wouldn't be so sure about that,
Agrippa answered with a smirk. Because the girl who possesses his heart is none other than Kataria Falorn.